Trong những cuộc chiến đã bị rồi, thì tôi bây giờ đây chưa đã bị rồi, in a certain framework, in a certain framework, and we couldn't be right in a different way. So when things here that we really just became the peculiar earmark of their tradition. So that will have the earmarks of the those who are Mishara for them, or those who are Misari for them. Now, the Russian of Yerushalmi is, the Russian of Yerushalmi is, when I get your whole kind of Isma. But, so you could say the Kashi is, so how could you be Mishara? But it's not discovered that the Kashi of Yerushalmi is, and you couldn't be Mishara. So, first of all the same say, I mean, most of the same hold, that when death is delivered directly from the cloud to the east, or then we can release herself to Jesus again, she doesn't even have to be kind of sin. Doesn't have to be kind of sin. Here, the Chabi Yoshami is not just that it's impossible to get to anything who will be able to recognize the signature and to authenticate the signature, to notarize it. It's more than that. Here, in other words, in order to be with the rabbi, we certainly don't require here with the rabbi. But in order, so it must be a start campus in the present without him. Why? Because if the star has chesim seidim and the chesim seidim has certain earmarks, so there it is mubarak. Masheike, if the chesim seidim do not have any peculiar earmarks, and the earmarks of the people who prepare the grounds for them. So maybe it's not even a chesime, it's not a nevare. So the kashya Yerushalmi is not just that there couldn't be kinshtores, which is midrabonon. Midraise, it's not a chesime. Chesime, when we say it must have a shtar, suppose he doesn't have a chesime seidim, and I know he is here, so then he doesn't mean anything. Just a text of the shtar is written on a piece of paper. No chesim seidim intrinsicating, and no any Messiah will testify to that. So then he doesn't, it's not nivar anything. So why is the shtar nivar? Because the chesim seidim, in effect, attests to the truth of everything that is mentioned in the text of the shtar, whether it's Igeh, or shtar shuch, or shtar oboi, or shtar matonet, shtar mechir, or whatever, or shtar gush. So, when can it be mivarer if the chesim seidim has its own earmarks? We know that's the signature. Someone who knows the signature will be able to say, this is the signature of that. But if the earmarks are not the earmarks of the eidim, the purporting signatories, but earmarks are the earmarks of the other people who prepare the ground for them, who made certain rents in the paper, or who scratch the paper. So maybe it's not in Rechsime, it's not in Ivar, it's not in Shtar. So the Kashem Yerushalmi is not that there couldn't be Kiyo. It means it's not Rechsime. So the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi called it, for the Tzav Rishenu, things when I get to this kind of Facebook, who Mishame, he should hear to be the Sakhoi, so then it has the special earmarks of their writing, of their writing. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Der mit dem Reden und wir sehen, dass das ist ja. Und wir sehen, dass das ist ja. Und wir sehen, dass das ist ja. when the Bible is called, we shall not be in the hooks of the shame, we shall not be in the hooks of the shame. Because the Rashi can't be in the There is a difference between the Rashbos explanation of the Yerushalmi and the Rashbos explanation of the Yerushalmi. Thesis explanation. The Rashbos and Thesis. Thesis says, "Vo'ein even malum ikam bekol rechef akrat." So in other words, if you have a piece of paper, if you have a piece of paper, and so according to Thesis, so they tear out in the paper, they make holes in the form of an owl, they make a hole in the form of a base, all the aces, and then they don't fill up the whole carrot. So in other words, they just fill up certain parts of the carrot. So the main way you can recognize in the yoni, you can recognize the peculiar earmarks of the Rashbos says, on the contrary, they make it larger, they widen it, the Rashbos says. He said, Machinu es akra, dann du es aschis au, kanche machinu es aschrei. In other words, that they, somebody made a certain kera, and then they themselves widened the kera. They couldn't sign the names without anything. But if there is a kera, so then they are able to change the kera, to widen the kera. So then it is just the reverse of what they suspect. But it doesn't make any difference. I don't think there is a mafreikes. Because in either way, so it has the earmarks of the Eidim assignment. Whether it has the earmarks because they don't fill up the whole kera, so the mainly you can recognize the earmark, can detect the peculiar earmarks of the Eidim, of the Chassim of the Eidim, or you can recognize the peculiar earmarks of the Eidim because they widen the kera. It doesn't make any difference. All right. Wir wollen sie mit dem Zweck. Hier ist ein Schaumische Matzrich Lahark in der Sakera. Kidei, she yirehek sama mishem yin yu chalo yiskayim bechis, no vio bechis. U miu mashi hitsha o kirushi she o mashi ta. Ein mi koshi. Ein mi koshi. Yirei she mei miksav. Vei lechtiki kisov. Teisus loshi is ein miksav gomo. In a psalm, they can see it more. Al Sharif is asked, the Lashon of the Rashbo is, Reishimei Mitzav, Reishimei Mitzav. I suppose the Tesis means the same thing. Yechei Botzose Yerushalme, Yigasim Nosom, Hamikara Aloeya Teitzav Kosher, Ho Reishim Aloeya Teitzav Kosher. Nosim the Yerushalme Yidin Ben Shemes, Kosher and Kosher, so obviously it is referenced to get. So, if someone is becoming scratches on the ear, on the skin, you see, if he tears out, not just his scratches. So, if he is mikara, aloeya teitzav, is kosher. Ho reishim aloeya teitzav, is kosher. Aloeya reishim aloeya teitzav, is kosher. So, the melee, so we see from the Yerushalmi, that reishim aloeya is not teitzav. The Shema Reyer is not Shiva. The Chim Kirish HaRabbalim to the Reish Kurem Yochol Lepoch. Now let's see. The Rambam mentions the Din of the Yerushalmi in two places. He mentions it in Yuchas Gershom and he mentions in Yuchas Shabbos. So according to the Yerushalmi, so there is a distinction between Yikara Reyer and Reish Kurem Reyer. Yikara Reyer is Shiva, and Reishim Aleir is not Ksiv. Now, let's see the Lashon HaRambam, the Daut Mechazir HaShna Alok HaZayim. HaMikar Aleir תביס קסב. אוי שראש אמר לי, תביס קסב. הרי זה קושר. הרי זה קושר. So, so the Rambam passed through the boat, the Hakosha, not like the English out. So in my vision, there is that question. Hakir alei tab niksab. Yerushalmi perizeh hakir alei tab niksab kosha. Horishim alei tab niksab post. This is Yerushalmi. Yerushalim al rabbi. Lo mihich shir shneyem. Then he mentions the perceptive, it mentions the river. So, Yerushalim al rabbi, alvin, lo mihich shir shneyem. Wir schauen die Distinguishes between Hamekaralach Aloi and the Rishim Aloi. So the Karalei is Ksav and the Rishim Aloi is not Ksav. Lo Mihir Shashnei. Ve'ed Amitame Boze Shehu Kosa Akir Kedalef Yoche Shabbos Hakir Aloi Kitab Nis Ksav Chayim Ho Rishim Aloi Kitab Nis Ksav Pota Al Mishar Rishim Aloi Rishim Ksav Yitim Yom Lomom Vachan Kosha Avindir Boze Tamnoch. So, in Yuchas Gereshim Gerim Dalet, he says that there is a difference. Whether you are Mikara Alayya or you are Rishim Alayya, so it is exact, by death. But by Shabbos, so if you are Mikara Alayya, so you are Chayiv on Shabbos, you're Chayiv on Shabbos. But if you are Rishim Alayya on Shabbos, you're not Chayiv on Shabbos. ונדבר לך שבס הלוכה הלוכה תזר הקיזי באופסורי חי לפני שואל אבא פי שכפי לפסורי מהברס הכסב לך הזמן הרי זדים לי כסב שלימך אבא המשלתי את האופסורי צור אז כסב פות So I'm shouting to the story of Tzuras Ksav is put. Hakirei alei kitab niksav, chayim shikim. Horishim alei kitab niksav, put. So hakirei alei kitab niksav, chayim. Horish alei kitab niksav, put. Yerushalmi mentions a case that Amikar alei so is kosher. And Horishim alei is post. That means by getting it. The Rambam says by the both are kosher. But by Shabbos it distinguishes between Karalei and Reishim Aleiya. So the question is two questions, the Magnishness in the Hebrew. One is Yerushalmi, the Rambam in the Hebrew is contrary to what Yerushalmi says. And then the Rambam himself, he says to himself between what he says with Abi Shabbos and what he says. Regabei get. Vein, da mitamo bezeh, shu kosa tiri mitao zeh shabu, da tiri alayim kitam nisab chayet, horish mei kitam nisab pota, hao mishalish alayim niksab, im kin lomom vachan kosha, im hidi yabu zeh tamno. Gulai, mishu dikain lom da fil al ore shal zayis kosha, af op nishin in niskai, mashirin kin lom nishab, skin is kosha. All right, so he says gulai. So that gives a third, that is only the tarot, the stire, in the Rambam himself, between Shabbos and Kit, but the spirit, the fact that the Rambam is sincere in Yerushalmi, that way is not Hidarish. Unless the Magnishman means that the court to Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi is in the Loshim, Amitara Aleiya, Kosha, and Areshim Aleiya, Apostle, that Yerushalmi is not the reference to Kit, that Yerushalmi is reference to Shabbos. So why should the Yerushalmi be in the Loshim of Kosha and Kosha? Shabbos, we should say, Chai Repota. Unless we say that it means Hamikara Aloe is kosher. Ksav is a real Ksav. So it means Chai by Shabbos. And Hareishim Aloe, Apostle, it's not a good Ksav. So the thing by Shabbos, we have to have Ksav Vomit. Because the Lechaz Machshemes. Masha'it in Gabiget, it doesn't have to be such a good Ksav. Because there is no halacha of leches machsheves gabiget. But the question is, why is it that by Shabbos it's not a good ksav, and by here, if it's up, so obviously, according to Rambam, we require a higher degree of tzav regarding Shabbos than regarding order in the Mechuyev. As for Noche, then we require regarding. Now, let's see what is magnificent. Of this rule, I should be kind of that people are always shall Zayis kosher. Because the Mishnah says in the beginning that even if the get was written and the Olish of Zayis, it's still kosher. So the Mele, the Olish of Zayis is not such an ideal Tzav and the Olish of Zayis. Afo Fishe in Iskaya, Mashiach in Shabbos in Iskasa. Because the Rambam says that in Shabbos, that if someone writes a Tzav, that is not in Iskaya, so then it's spot. So this one. So the Rambam says, the Yidawe Paloche is what? In a case of Chayev, at Yich Vigidolo, Eishim, Eimei, in Yei, in Shichu, in Sikre, in Kumen, in Tankamten, in Chayev, in Yemen. In Yich, in Waldo, Hashem, in Skaim, at Savolo, in Eir, in Klav, in Yove, in Chayev, in Yemen. Abo a case of Yidolo, Hashem, in Yemen, Eimei, the masculine material is because of the day, the high age today, allowing the Hawkins, Valko Dorsen Aid report, higher, but you have to be the whole aim, without overall aim. In a little higher, but you have to be the whole aim, without overall aim. So the Rambam says that the Shabbos, there are two prerequisites. Number one is that the ink, ink, I mean the fluid that he uses, as in lieu of it, should be Niskaya. In other words, suppose he'll write Isaias and Shabbos with the spittle of his mouth, or with water, or with oranges. You can write, you can dip your finger in orange juice and then write Isaias. So it's not high, because the fluid that is used in lieu of it, so is not Niskaya. And then sometimes, even the fluid that you use is in lieu of him, he is not. In itself, it's certainly a sky. But if you write it on a leaf of a tree, so it's not the sky because that which is used in lieu of paper or parchment is not the sky. Is not the sky. Is cannot preserve itself. So in both situations, so this potential. So the Rambam mentions an example of al dovo sheim niskaya if he writes on all Europe's. But regarding it, so it's interesting. Regarding Shabbos, the Rambam has two kinds of a niskaya. One kind of a niskaya is when the fluid is a niskaya. And the paper is very niskaya, and parchment. But let's say you just dip your finger in water or in spittle and you write it on parchment. So it's not misguided because the fluid is not misguided. And then the other situation is where the fluid is misguided by itself. The fluid per se is misguided, but it's not misguided because you write it on a note. So the fluid is the same aloha. What difference does it make? Why it's not misguided? As long as it's not misguided because of the fluid or because of the paper. As long as it's not misguided. But it is interesting. The Rambam Ligabi Shabbos says that even if you use ink mamash, yay. But if you write an knowledge of your case, so it's potter. Mashinkin Gabi Gay. The Rambam says, Keitza, Peritalet, Yuchadirish Nalochidim, Keitza, Valanyor Amochut, Valadiftere, Valacheres, Valaoli, on the leaf of a tree. So I mean, it's very strange, but we see that the Rambam distinguishes between Get and Shabbos. Shabbos, there is Aloch of Lechis Machsheves, some Mele. There are two prerequisites. That the fluid should be, that the yay should be Dovah Miskayim, that which is used in lieu of the oil. So it should be Dovah Miskayim, and that is used in lieu of paper or parchment should be Dovah Miskayim.
But otherwise, it's nothing like a Marcellus.
So you think that it is. If the fluid is not this kind, if you write it, let's say, with paper, if you write it, I'm sorry, if you write it with, let's say, orange juice, nutrients, or with water, or chili, so then it's no sour. Even though it's not this kind, but let's say, it can be this kind, a few minutes, it can be this kind. Suppose he wrote the gift with his little, with the paper, with orange juice, and he dressed it, let's say, for about 50 minutes, and in the meantime, he was able to hand it over to the angel. Of course, if, let's say, by the time he hands over the gift, so it already was removed, so naturally, I mean, so he didn't do any yet. But suppose, by the time he hands over the gift to the angel, so it still appears. But since the fluid that is used in lieu of him, that which is used in lieu of him, is not this kind per se, so it's not itself. So maybe by that it's not yet either. Mashem says that which is used as a mean is this kind. But it's not this kind because the paper upon which you write. So the Mele sees the chisom is in the paper. The reason as to why it doesn't last very long is because of the paper, not because of the ink. So Mele excels it. But by Shabbos, there's a lot of black and white. There's the drama. We see that there is the drama. Oh. The Ula, you should be kind of that you are all the Shosai is kosher. Aber ob ich in die Sky, mache ich in die Schabes, nicht jetzt um die Zeuge, und wie gesagt, der Maschma, da finde ich die Gerti, und aber schon keine. Wie alle Schosai ist, schon kein Jomer auf. Because the Mishnah only says alle Schosai ist. So it's Maschma und Gesef, der only alle Schosai ist, because alle Schosai ist it less, but the other only not. But the Rambam doesn't say that the only Schosai ist. He writes all. Weil Acheres geht sich nicht an, ihr Amoch und Kalakit, weil Acheres war alle Oli, any Oli. Also, wir können auch schon mal Oli, schon sei es, Oli Blas, Oli Chub, Oli Kondor, Oli Kondor, Oli Kosher, Oli Chazeres, Oli Tarshi, Oli Zorim, Oli Rokes, Kondor, Oli Shemish, Oli Kondor, Post, du wirst so noch aber auch an den, Kim ist Luis Kader Gimor. Kim ist Luis Kader Gimor. So, der Rambam Oli, der Tau Gimor, er ist Chilis an der Kisem. Anyway, that is the Rambam, it's very straight, but then it's the Rambam. Kill with Nayan the Chesi. So the question is, the case is killing. Will I have it? So the question is, it should be considered as ADP. It should be considered as ADP. Because after all, the Chesi themselves, they can kill. So how do they know that this is what the staff of Boston said? How do they know? Because certain people read it to them. So in other words, they accept the testimony of the one of those who read. So it's ADP. So Tesis says no, it's not ADP. We have ADP, since it's not ADP, Dalit Ramai said, El Shein, Shikach Kos Mishta, Bosh Nain Kirin, Apil Yochi, Tamach, Mishra, Dain, Mishra, Yusen. So they are afraid of it. So Tesis says that this is not ADP, because they don't have to testify on the Kama, he said. In other words, when we explained the cases here some time ago, that Gimel on the base, the cases says, you call okay, it's racing the people in that Gimel on the base, you call Bafok after the Mia Sova, the Kosa Pahim, the Chosam, you call it in Kosher Avla, Avla, the Chsav Yod, the Gimel on the base. יחיד שהבעל עצמי כוסף, אין לך חסיד מגדירים. So, רשי דיק מנם קרי שם דרם, they say, because it does body. But, Tesis doesn't say it does body. He doesn't say it does body. If Tesis had meant it does body, he would say it does body. He says, יחיד שהבעל עצמי כוסף, אין לך חסיד מגדירים. The Rashbo says, because there is there's a cause of the cause. But Tesis says something else. Not because of the, not because there is a special there's a cause of the cause of, but the Chidush HaBaal Atzmi cause of, Eilu Chochzim Udonim. So we explained it at that time, explain as follows. Because there is a machlokes between the Meir and Rav Lezer, whether it's chassidic chaos or in Yisrael chaos. So what's the machlokes? So the pshat is, obviously, that the shaila that takes place, the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer, is what validates the star as a star king. So Rav Lezer says in Yisrael chaos, in Yisrael, they testify on what? On the kingdom of the star. What do you mean Yisrael testify? On the kingdom of the star. I mean, everybody is naked. Even the mayor who says in the Chassidic Council, but until the Yisrael takes a place, so the kingdom does not take effect. When does a woman become precious? When they even sign the get? Of course not. When is the matone, when is title in a certain field transferred through the star? When they even sign? No. Only when it's delivered from the nation to the Mikabel. And even according to Abaye, who says it in the Simon Zohar, so it's based upon Zohar, so the follow-up, and it's only Shaya by Schus, not by something that is a chivo, and by Schus, so in other words, so the Chassidim themselves are considered as if they would be the Shtar. But what essentially validates the king, what essentially affects the king, whether the generation or the vision or the transfer of title in the field from Gubin to Shimei, that's the Messiah. So the name of the Blazer who says in the Messiah Council, he holds that what validates the star is the star king, and the Haggadah Seidim, I'm the king. The mayor says in the Chassidic Council. Now, when he even signed the star, so then the kingdom doesn't take effect yet. Because case in Stahl Reimau to Spalmine, case in Stahl Nisna for Pishin Kabline, case in Stahl Nisha for Pishin Nishtenine. So by the time they signed, so it's long before the kingdom. She's not in precious until they get it delivered to her hands. Still, it becomes already star kingdom. So what is the Haggadah of the Chassidim? According to the Chassidim, is a Mitzvah. True, when Yisha produces the get, so then the same Chassidim become a Biviru Amirsh. Because otherwise, how does it come into her hands? But the direct Haggadah of the Chassidim is not on the Yisha. If you were to ask the Chassidim, was the woman divorced or not, they will tell me. How should we know? We only know that we signed the get, and we give it to the Baal. Whether the Baal divorced his wife with that get or not, that we don't know. That's not our business. Unless the Baal asked them to witness the delivery of the get. So then they'll know. But by the mere signing of the get, they themselves don't know whether the woman was divorced or not. So how can we say that their testimony is a miracle? They become a Bibiru Amidirashi once the Isha produces the get, once the Mikabu Matone produces the Shtar Matone, so then they become a Bibiru. Once the Malve produces the Shtar Alvoye, so then the Yechsine become a Bibiru and the Alvoye. Because otherwise, how does it come into the hands of the Malve? How does it come to the hands of the Isha and so on? But the Haggadah of the Yechsine is not and the kingdom, because the kingdom takes place later. So what is the subject matter of the Haggadah of the Chassidim? What did they testify when they put their signatures? What did they do? What did they testify? They testify on one thing, the Nasim Dasam Sai. This is their testimony. When they even fix their signatures to a star, they testify that this star is not just a piece of paper, but in other words, they attest to the fact that the Baal HaShtar told them to sign the Shtar. And the subject matter of the Haggadah is the Nasim Dasam Israel. So this is what this means. So that's the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer. This is how we explain it. That is Eloh Chaksim Yom Zu. Because Rav Lezer says that what validates the Shtar is that in the Haggadah and the king in the Syracuse. And Rav Meir says, no, what validates the Shtar is that in the Haggadah and the Nasim Dasam Israel?
So if it's Ksav Yodei, so Yehei, Shvi Dilim Riyek. If it's Ksav Yodei, so we certainly see, everybody sees that it's Nasim Dasam Ishaya. He himself, it's his own handwriting. So it's Lidei Shvi Dilim Riyek. Not he does both limitation, doesn't mean he does both. All right, this is what he said there. So the Meile, in case he says here, will have a Lidei, say it's Lichel Lohoi, Ali Karamai say, because they are only, the subject matter of the testimony is only that it's Nasim Dasam Israel. So actually, if it's Nasim Dasam Israel, why do they have to hear the contents of the star? Why do they have to hear the contents of the star? The argument is that this star, whatever the star purports to say, and there is a whole text in the star, so their argument is that this star is Nasim Dasam Israel. Whatever it says, so why should we know the contents of the star? What does it mean to them? What the star says? They only have to know, they should make sure only one thing, that the leader, I mean that the Baal, told them to decide whether there is a certain condition mentioned in the Gerashim, of what importance is it? Of what importance is it? So Mimele, it's not considered every day because they are not testifying on anything except that this star, this gift, is Nasim Dasam Israel. That they were told by the Baal to affix their signatures to this gift, whatever the gift says. So then you ask, suddenly it's not a debate. Because when is it a debate if the whole subject matter of the Haggadah was communicated to them by others? They don't know. Let's say, if two Eidim didn't see the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, but they heard it from other two Eidim, and then they come and testify, so the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, so it's a debate. Because the subject matter of the Haggadah is the Truvim Baal, the $1,000 from Shimon, and they themselves didn't observe it. They just heard it. So it's hearsay on their part. So mainly it's a Mashiachim here, the Haggadah is not the Gerashim. The Haggadah is that the Baal told them to sign. Don't they know, without reading, without anybody reading the get, that the Baal told them to sign it? This is what they are testing to. This is what they are testifying. So why does someone have to read to them? Why does someone have to read to them? The answer is this. In other words, an aid, suppose an aid will, let's say, the lady will tell to aid, I want you to sign a certain star. This star states in effect that I borrowed from Shimon $1,000. And they don't bother to read the star, and they have the signature, they don't even look. And then it turns out that it's legitimately that wasn't what the star stated. The star stated something else. The star stated something else. So the melee, so they were in the shekha. So they will be postulators. If they will attest their signature to a piece of paper, and they won't even bother to look what it says, not knowing what it says, not anybody even telling them what it says. So mainly they are in the shekha. So in other words, they are not allowed. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Shura says that if any sign on shtar amone means the shtar says that Ruven borrowed, the Truvain is machne, let's say, the Sode to Shimon. But actually, He doesn't mean to be mad. There is a secret agreement that he doesn't mean to be mad. But he just wants that the chimen should be able to show that he is rich. He has a subject. So he paid him, that is Dharma. So he paid him and fixed the signature to such a star, the other showing. The Gemara says, he paid him, says, so it's in the mismatch merosh. In other words, why are they showing? Because if they affix the signatures to a star, which in reality is a fraud, it's make believe, and they know it, but the star doesn't say that it's a star money. If the star only say that it's a star money, so then there is no incense in affixing the signatures to that star. But the star doesn't say, and the star on its face purports to say that it's not the star money, but in reality it is the star money, and they knew it was the star money, so they are showing. Then they are even the Isser of the Sheker. So mainly the reason as to why somebody has to be real with them, because otherwise they are not allowed to affix the signatures. They are even the Isser of the Sander Achoy Choker if they affix the signatures, and we don't even know what the star says. But it's not that they testify on the Tiri and on the Alvoye. They testify, if it's the Alvoye, so when they affix the signatures, they test the subject matter of the testimonies, that is nothing that's Israel, that's all. So Mimele, it's not hearsay. But if they would, if no one will read to them, so then they're not allowed to affix the signature. They are showing me there if they affix the signature. So Mimele, it's not Eidipay. Eidipay, briefly, Eidipay is of the Shire, when the subject matter of the testimony is here, is based, is grounded in hearsay, when they didn't observe it. But if the subject matter of the testimony is grounded in their own observation, but they are not allowed to affix the signatures unless they know what it says, so then it's not hearsay, it's not anything. It's not anything. All right. Now the more further. Visuleke. So here the price says we should draw in some notion shabbat. Three common things that are common to get isho and to stash it. And according to the mayor, there are four common aspects between stashicho and get isho. So the more sikashi, but there are many more common features between get isho and stash. So we have a shechur reshicho. The nafkele reshus eminei. The chayel reshus yoshim. Now Rashi was bothered here by certain kashim. That's all the shechur discuss. Here the prices say. Here the mishne says. That's a mishne. That you give. Now that took your service in the mishne. One girl says, "Hoei meir ten gets a mishne." Shtar shechur zavav di omei kibam. The other girl says, and that's the way it appears now, that "Hoei meir tnu gets a mishne." If we are doing this 10, so that means the get, the shtar shlicho is already all finished. And he tells the shliach, 10 shtar shlicho is allowed to be, if we are doing this new, so then it has reference to a case where he's directing more than one person to write the get and have it delivered to the end. So apparently now Rashi, that with the move, he says that the right deal says, or in a few get to reach the customer. We must listen. We are seen on tech. So in most of the Ashley of the Hayah, if you have a little can come with all the information, is of Rashi, I will meet the Shuka. So Rashi, indeed, in that with the move, I mean, it's one of the strange Rashis. That Rashi was crazy, I mean, just in a few blocks, I mean, here on that test, he agreed to the sheet of the lead, and on that with the move, He doesn't agree with the sheet of them, but we'll soon see. All right. So Rashi says, so what was the difficulty with the Girsa? Or for either Tenish Dashim was Rabbi, or Mesli Tlachamise, but then couldn't accord with Rabbonu of Rameya. Rabbonu of Rameya says that if someone says to a Shliach, Tenish Dashim was Rabbi, Grotolar is a Reina Chesia, because Shichu is a Schutz, so the Rezoch won't show you fun of. So the moment the order gets over, the Shtashichu to the Shliach, so the shliach is zeichet on behalf of the Eved, and then the Yitzhak Chayus. So Mary cannot be chayzeh. So the question is, so why do we say, if the Odin, after he said, ten shtashichu zel ha'avdi, so let's say the next day, so the Odin dali, lo yitlach ha'misa, why yitlach ha'misa? But the Eved was Yitzhak Chayus before the Odin dali. So because of that, Rashi says that the right Girsa is not ten shtashich of the Rabbi, but nu shtashich of the Rabbi. So the Mishnah's reference to a case where nothing was done as yet. And he said, nu, what does it mean with nu? Kiswood, because the shtashich was not as yet written. And he said to a number of people, you write and have a sign, and then have a delivery. So he appointed them a shluchim to write and to sign, and to deliver it. So the main way, so the Odin couldn't be Yitzhak Chayus, the get is not even written, the Shtashich was not even written. How could it be Yitzhak Chayus? But if the Odin will say, in respect to a written get, 10 Shtashich was allowed, then he'll become the Shliach Lekabore for the Eved, and he'll be Zeich. This is what Rashi says. But the Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rif Shite and the Rambam Shite is that we can begin the story of 10 Shtashik with the Rabbi. And still, if Meis, if God dies, he will eat Lachamis. So the Rif himself has the Kasha. Why eat Lachamis, but it's his Chutz? So he says, even though it's his Chutz, so because it's his Chutz, so it's considered as if he said, Schei, and the Shir Shliach Izeche, on behalf of the Eved, so that the Odin cannot be Chesia. But when is the Eved Yitzhak Chayus? Only when the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Eved. Now what kind of Eved is it? This is what the Rif is. Now let's see the Rif. So Rashi here about this agrees in the sheet of the Rif. Hey, I'm down. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah of Aina Ten Shtash Shichu Zel Abdi. Aina Chayze, Abishuch Avodim is not Chayze. Why? Because it's Chusul Eves, it's Tachya Bilechev. Nachomen, it is not Shavu Abishuch Avodim, it is not Shavu Abishuch Avodim. Behan Abil Chazor, to be Botser Abel Medabel, Abel Abel Yom Tichayr, it's a little Yodeh. Namen, that we get to reach the Shtash Shichu Zel Abdi, and Meisle Yitlach Hamise. Wenn geht la hamise u schmaß mi nei du hazon u bizoch mo lele aber wenn wir kein mus loi noch a du mot dit loi was kan schrei kal gab di la mur kam hel khon u tvein shan highway o ma gab khay ba khios di bolal ze ne khis so that word so ten by al boy ten is ki schrei still so you cannot be khis but still is khay ba khios i prove in let's say you owe $1,000 to me and who says to shim and ten this $1,000 to Levi. And then, so Shimon took it as a shliach to deliver to Levi. Levi is in another country. So, and then on the way, something happened. And the money got lost. So, who sustains the burden of achrayas, of paying, so the Levi? The lady. But ten is kisri. In other words, suppose after he says to Shimon, ten, the $1,000 to lady, so he's chizir, says give it to me back, so he shouldn't give it to me back. Because he said ten. So he wanted him to be zeich for lady. If he was zeich for lady, so that means lady got paid already. So who has title? In the money, lady has title in the money. If lady has title in the money, so then it gets lost. So whose loss should it be? It should be Levi's loss. So the Allah is not. So I'm a chayav b'chiyuse v'im bolar zerein achizik. V'im bolar zerein achizik. So in other words, so what does it mean? That vis-a-vis chazore Levi was eichel. But vis-a-vis achayis, so it's considered as if it hadn't reached the hands of Levi. Suppose it already reached the hands of Levi, and then a minute after it reached the hands of Levi, there is a fire and the money gets lost. So then, of course, so whose loss is it? It's Levi's loss. But here he said, 10, so 10 is kisri gabi chazore, but not gabi chayis. Suppose he'll say, schei, if he'll say, schei bi money ze, replay me, then he will not be chayis b'chayis. He will not be chayis b'chayis. So there's the right. There are billion, the Rit mentioned it. So we see that one can be zeichel in something on behalf of another person, we got be one thing, but not we got the other thing. So the Rit says, ten is kisri, we got be chazor, but it's not kisri for the purpose of the Eved becoming mishucha. Suppose the Odin will tell the Shliach, not ten is shtar shichu zelabdi, but tschei vishtar shichu zelabdi. And then the Odin will die, so then the Eved is your chaos. But if he says ten, he didn't say tschei. So that means he doesn't want him to be zeichel gamma. So then it's only kischei ligabe chazore, but it's not kischei ligabe that the Eved should be Yitzvahim. Now we have to understand what kind of meaning is it. That's the Rif Shite and that's the Rambam Shite. The Rambam says in Perek Vov, Milches Avodim Aloch Aot, Hakeisim get Shichu ve'avdei, V'zichol et b'yal v'yachir, V'om aschei v'get zel itlein ne'avdei, Yotu v'chem, Avo pishu yidiya get riyodi, Shizoch lo nishlem v'on. If he said tschei, star shechel, then he's yotvachel. And if he don't die, he's still yotvachel. Avon momat nuket zel avdi, eini yochel arzabei, vilo yotzo eved lecheirus, ad yagi aget riyot. Vipicho choyim at nuket zel avdi, umei is lo yitnu achamis. Right. So that's the Rishite and Rambam Shite. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says the same thing here like this. Daf yud gimel his chayim. ויתנו החמיסים, ואפילו רבון עוד העם לשחרר עבוד עם זכות סוג לזוכר לא צריכונו, נגיד לא אוכל זוכר בין ללמוד של מדע, מיומי לרבון וכל כמה לימודים לא יודע, ואהב מי שיוכר. וכי מי זכות עם סוג להב לשחרור לשחרור, ונפתו לרשוס המיני, וחייר לו לי רשוס יושב. סוטיס יסד סד קשה, ויתנו החמיסים, פירי וקונטרי אפילו רבון עוד העם לשחרור סוג לבין זוכר לא צריכונו, נגיד לא זוכר ללמוד של מדע בי, מזמי רבון עוד בכל כמה לא עושים כדי להיות להב לשוחר. דברתי מפירושי, כי מזכות סוג שלי צריך להותר. How can we separate the חזורה from being משוחר? מה נפשר? If he is משוחר, if he cannot be חזר, that means why can't he be חזר? Because it's considered as if he said צחי. If he said צחי, so then it's Israel Chirus. So, but it's not Israel Chirus. So it's not Israel, so why is it? So in other words, the price only mentions common features in the Tishoy Shtar Shichu that is involved in Psul de Rabono. But common features in the Tishoy Shtar Shichu, that the order of the Shas, and let's say, and he wrote, let's say, his Perush and that Yitimu, just immediately after he wrote his Perush, he wrote his Perush on that test. Because we see that the Rambah, the Rashi's Perush, was interrupted on Bulbas and Cheskes Abad. And then the Rashbam continued it. So you would think, if Rashi had followed the Seder of Shas, now there are many Gemores that follow Bulbas, Sanhedrin, Nabi Zorin, and all of Kochin, and Misach Esmide, but we have Rashi's Pshat, and all of Kochin, and Sanhedrin, and Nabi Zorin, We have Rashi's pshat on it. We just don't have Rashi's pshat on the major portion of Rav Basra, from Cheskes Abatim till the end of Rav Basra. So then we shouldn't have on Sanhedrin and Vizor either, and Akochi either, and Zvokhin and Noches and Nidhi and so on. The answer is, Rashi didn't follow the order of Shas, or the Misahdes. So in other words, he wrote Perushim and perhaps many times on certain Gemore, so he wrote at one time the Perush up to that Yud, and then he wrote the Perush on other Misahdes, and then years later, he finished it from that Yud. So in other words, between Rashi's Pshat here and this, and Rashi's Pshat and Tafu Gimel, so it doesn't mean that it was one day, a few hours in the beginning. Might have been a number of years. So that's why Rashi was crazy. All right. But we have to understand, why, I mean, the Pshat in the Rif Shite, Rambam Shite, and Rashi's original Shite, Rashi's original Shite. Now the Rambam, all Rishonim mention Shliach Leiloche and Shliach Lekavod. The Rambam mentions three types of Shluchim. Shliach Leiloche and Shliach Lekavod and Shliach Leiloche. Shliach Leiloche means that the mission. Shliach Leiloche means that the Baal appoints the Shliach to act on his behalf. So the Shliach Leiloche stands in the shoes of the Baal. So when Nadalochim, the Baal has to hand over the get from his hand into the Isha's hand. So if he appoints someone, Shliach Leiloche, so he stands in his shoes. And so if he handed over the Isha, so it's considered that he's the Baal handed over the Isha. Shliach Lekavole stands in the shoes of the Isha. So if the Isha appoints someone as her Shliach, then Lekavole. So then when the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the Shliach Lekavole, it's considered that he handed over into the hands of the Isha. So when the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Lekavole, then the Isha becomes Mekoreshes. What is, and suppose the Isha becomes Mekoreshes. And let's say, suppose the Baal handed over the get, the Shliach Lekavole, and then an hour later, he died. And then she's not Skukolichli to him, because she became divorced while the Baal was living. But then the Rambam says there is a second Shliach that the Isha can appoint. That Shliach Livoy. Shliach Livoy means the Isha appoints him. But when does the Isha become divorced? Not the moment the Baal hands over the get into the hands of the Shliach Livoy. But the Shliach Livoy takes the get from the Baal, then he transmits it to the Isha. So the Isha becomes divorced only when it's handed over by the Shliach Leivoy into the hands of the Isha. And the Isha. So the question arises, Monefshech, if she does not become divorced with the Kabbalah by the Shliach Leivoy, so in other words, so then, and he's not a Shliach of the Baal in any way, so then when the Shliach Leivoy hands over the get, when does she become divorced? When the Shliach Leivoy hands over the get to the Isha later, let's say a day later, he hands it over, so it should be like, because in order to be Megreshes, she has to accept the get from the hands of the Baal. The Shliach Leivoy does not stand in the shoes of the Baal. He stands in the shoes of the Isha. But he doesn't stand in the shoes of the Isha to such an extent that the Isha should become Gereshes through his acceptance of the get. When does the Isha become Gereshes? When the Isha accepts it from him. Why should she become Gereshes when she accepts it from him? So she didn't get it from the Baal's hand, so it's like Plitzmakabikal. So it's not like Plitzmakabikal. So what does it mean? Now, the Tzeis mentions a very big chiddush. The Tzeis says that in view of the fact that get that an Isha can be Megreshes Baal Kocho, And no one can acquire title in anything, Bal Kochi. No person can acquire title in anything, Bal Kochi. Suppose I want to give you a gift, and you don't want to become, you can become the owner of it. So, oh, but by get, the Isha becomes Mikirash Yesidim if she screams, and she doesn't want to accept it, but he throws it into her lap, into her hands, or into her chotzer. She still becomes Mikirashes. So it's a raya that says that by get, the Isha, in order to become Mikirashes, she doesn't have to do a kinyan, in the get. There is only a halacha of Yisina Greve, physical, naked delivery of the get, a physical delivery, not acquisition of title in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. Because if it had been a requirement that she should acquire title in the paper and the parchment, how could she acquire title in the paper and the parchment? Bal Kochi, she doesn't want. Well, of course it's not a raya, because that's exerza kosum, I mean. Why do we say that Bal Kochi one cannot become an owner? Because the Torah says so, Bal Kochi. But here the Torah says the reverse, that the Isha acquires title in the thing upon which the get was written. Not only if it's written on paper or on parchment. Suppose the get is engraved on a golden plate with diamonds in it, even if it's worth $1 million. So, and suppose he hands over that golden plate with the diamonds in it, he hands it over to the Isha, so she will also acquire title, because there's the Xer Sakosa. Because that's the Xer Sakosa. Then another idea that the Xeris mentions is Kosvela Yisuranoi. Now Yisuranoi is not Shalev. Well, there is a Machlis Rishenim, whether Yisuranoi is Shalev or Yisuranoi is not Shalev. So that's his other idea. But we have to say not like it says. Rav Chaim also said not like it says. I mean, there are riots now, it can negative things. So in Mele, if it's not like it says, I don't want to go into all the subjects that indicate that by get, there is a requirement that she has to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. There are a number of riots, I don't want to go into it. So in Mele, then it means, if we say not like it says, that get is subject to two requirements. First of all, get is not worse than any other shtakim. Can it be kabel b'zeicha in the field? If you didn't acquire title in the shtar, of course not. The Ktzeis says that. So he has to acquire title. As a matter of fact, the Ktzeis says that a shtar drush al isur anoye is not kosher, because shtar drush in order to become kodeshes. To Ishtar Dushin, so she has to acquire title in the Shtar. And Isuranui, it's not Shalei. So how can she acquire title if he doesn't, if the Baal didn't, if the Mikadish didn't have title in it? So how can he give over title to the Isha? Only by get, because there is no aloha that she has to be Zeiche in the paper in the Yo. Alright. But if we say not like that says, so that means that whatever is true of Oshtohes is also true of get. So that means that by get, there are two requirements. First of all, the general requirements of Oshtohes. In Oshtohes, there is aloche, that a mikabel matone cannot be zeche in the sode unless he acquires title in the shtar. In the shtar. Shtar dushin. So he cannot become kodeshes unless she acquired that exchange himself admits. Unless she acquires title, she is Zeich in the New York. So maybe by ghetto, but by get aloha is the Tim Balkoho, she is Zeich, whether she likes it or not. But then there is a special requirement by get of Nosam Yod. There has to be a Sine, Miyada Baal Yavishu, physical delivery. So there are two requirements, physical delivery and Schiasaket. But the Schiasaket can take effect even Bal Kochi. So the male, when a shliach likavod, when a woman appoints, when a nisho gets the get directly from the Baal, then she does two things. First of all, she's the kabbalah, the get. So she is the recipient of the physical delivery of the Nesinek. And then she's also Zeichet. She acquires title, whether she likes it or she doesn't like it. She acquires title. So when she appoints someone as a Shliach Kabbalah, so she appoints him in twofold capacity. First of all, that Yad Misho, Yad HaShliach Kabbalah, should be like the Yad Misho. Like Yad Misho. So the Yad of the Shliach Kabbalah is considered like Yad Misho. So the Mele, it's considered that when the Baal hands over the get into the hand of the Shliach Kabbalah, it's considered as if he handed over the get into the hand of the Yid. This is one point. But there is another point. She, in order to be Yugoreshes, she has to acquire a title in the paper. Now, she has to, so someone must make his chiyah in the get without Kavone to be acquire a title, that's the Alochet. But there has to be Maises Chiyah in Kinyan, the Kinyan and Boye or whatever. So it has to make a Kinyan. So Mimele, when Elisha appoints Shliach Kabbalah, she really appoints the Shliach in a twofold capacity. First of all, that he should be her Yad. He should stand in her shoes and be her Yad. That the Yad of the Shliach should be like her Yad. And then that he should be Zeichet for her, make the Maisikinyan in the get. Maisikinyan in the get. Now, there is a very strange shita of Rashi. I don't want to mention all the rayas, negative things. There are a number of rayas. Now, Gemara, turn to the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Turn to the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Haru Shriv Merab. The 12th line from the top of the Omer. Haru Shriv Merab. Because of Regidah Lidrisa, by the Panya the Malashaps, for the Hispikli Meisvel, there was a Shriv Merab, and he wanted to relieve his wife of the burden of following the Yivu, the Chlitze. So he wrote a get, and the get was written Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And then, but he had no opportunity to hand over the get to the Isha before Shkir. But it was just written and signed, but it wasn't handed over, and the son has settled it. So then, Shabbos, his condition deteriorated, and he was in Italos, and apparently everybody anticipated that he might die any minute. He will not survive till Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, so if the get is not given to her, so that means she'll be skukolim lechlitz, and there is an Isra Rabon Mishmus, so there is, and he said, we also without tail, get the Shabbos, we'll miss them. There is a Nisa, it's a Shmuz. We cannot be without tail, get the Shabbos. So, by the time also, please, people may say, we mocha talk of the Alme, his condition deteriorated. Also, we come to the Hove. Omalu, zilu omalu, likne leilahu tuchte li yosef beikiti. So the get was in a certain place. So he said, and that place belonged to the Baal. So Rabbi advised that the Baal should be makne that room in which the get was placed to the Isha. And then Karke is nikne b'chazoko. What is chazoko? So if you close the door, that's all chazoko. It's all chazoko. So v'teiz liye, you, in other words, if you close the door, you open the door. So, Omalu Zila Amul Liknila Duchtel Yosef Bikita, Vitezel Yeh, Vitechel Vitifta, Vitao Zigmo. So she'll be Kane the Moke, so Mimele, she'll be Migrashis. Dignam, Noah, Goda Porat, Kol Shu Ari Chazor. Let's see how Rashi explains it. Vitechel Vitifta, Tizgir Dela Zachel, חדש שיקנו לו מישהו חזוק. תתנה, תתנועה עודה לעשות, גודה פיוצו, פורץ גדע כלשהו, הרי זה חזוק למקריס, שנעמיך יוכל ארץ בו, תחשתיקו יוי לוחיץ, חוצע, וגיתו בשכל, ותנה מחוסים שאימא מהחייס, ניקנו מחוסים שיש לו מהחייס, בכסף ובשטר ובחזוק. So how does Rashi explain it? Rashi explains it on the basis of Age. The get is mitalton, it's paper, it's a tolish. So Mimele, if the get was on the stable, and the Baal and Shabbos said to the Isha, I marked it to you the whole room with everything that there is in it. And one of the things that there is in it, in that room, is the get, that's the important thing. So, and then she closes the door, so that's a chazoke, so she is came in the room, so mele she is came in the get too. She acquires title in the get too. Now, so the Rashbo is massive on Rashi. He says, how can an Isha become a gereshes to a king and adu? By get there is Aloch of Nisine. Not Kiyoni, even to get her Malgavikarke, she is not Midrashes. So to get the Makarke, there is certainly a Kinyan, she picks it up from the floor. So it's a Kinyan Yad, Hagboy, everything. So Agif is better than Hagboy and Yad. The answer is there has to be a Nisine, Miyad Abal Yad Isho. So how can she be Midrashes to Kinyan Agif? So the Midrash, the Rashbo explains the Gemara differently. The Rashbo says it's not on the basis of Agif, but it's on the basis of Chotzer. And Gito v'chatzeiro boim okechot. So it's chotzer, and chotzer tam yodi yisra boim. So in other words, so the melee it's considered a nisine. Because if he throws the get into her chotzer, or into her pocketbook, into her room, let's say she has a private room, she has title in that room. So then it's considered as if he put it in the hands of the ish. Because chatzeirom tam yodi yisra boim. Here the room is not hers, it's his, but he is marked in the room. So mele it becomes his. So it's Tamya. Now the question is, why doesn't Rashi knew the Aloche of Kito Bachatzeiro Boim Kechot? So how is it that Rashi didn't explain it on the basis of Yad, Chotzer, but he explained it on the basis of Agil? It's very strange. Does anyone have any more information here? There is a Mishnah. Motzo Bigal, the Mishnah in Bomitzia, that's what they on days. Motzo Bigal, the Kisel Yoshin Ariel Shalem. If somebody found a treasure in a gal, in a pile of stones, in an old wall, so it belongs to him. He's Eichem Nahem. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explained it. Why? Tonem, the Shioch Leim, Alei Shem Amoroyim. Amoroyim means, it means the Knaini that lived in the Eretz Yisrael before the Israelites took possession of it. In other words, so the Gemara applies the Mishnah to a case, the Shosech Tvei. In other words, that the wall is so old that you can see that it's thousands of years old.
So in other words, so then that's why because the more estikashi. Tonim shiyocholim shabroim. Otam roim bitznei Yisrael roim bitznei. Only the ancient Canaanites and the Amorites, they are the only ones who are capable, who were likely, you know, to hide the treasure in the wall. Maybe some Jews hid it. And so he cannot be zeiche, so he's not that care.
So the Gemara says, lo yitzchichet ishosach vei. Helo chud rabo. Yikul hayu ishomikle. So in any way, there is evidence that it's very old, that was put in thousands of years before. So all the same as the castle, all right. So in any way, it's a raya that no Jew hid it. So the Amorites, the ancient Amorites or Canaanites, they put it, they hid it. So maybe it can be there. But why shouldn't the owner of the case on that land, he should be there. Chatzirish Lodom Kirish Lodom Daite. So before this person found in this wall the treasure, so he should be there. Jewish didn't know, the owner of the case of the land didn't know. But Chatzirish Lodom Kirish Lodom Daite. All the shame that Chatzirish take even the Rambam, usually doesn't ask any kashas in his notes in the Rambam. The Rambam just mentions halachas pshutos, but there are a few exceptions. So this is one of the exceptions. And the Rambam, as discussed, usulsi amina, vintema, vileikne lo chatzeiro li baladal li baladisha, vileishoim asatensu ki deteret, vein chotzer keinu li dobo, she yochi li eis, she lo yimtzenu leilo, kmo yochi, she umutzne bul de akisha. Where do we say that Chatzir Shvodom Kinu Yishol Midaite, it is certain that somehow the owner of the Chotzer will find it out. But at this moment he doesn't know. Let's say the wind threw in something into his Chotzer, and the Bala Chotzer is not in the courtyard. But we'll come an hour later or next day, so we'll find it out. But if it's very likely that the owner of the Chotzer will never find out of the treasure that is hidden in his grounds, so then it's not finished with that. Here, I mean, this is like an archaeological, excavation. So in any way, no likelihood, he will never find out. So in any way, we don't apply the loche of Chatzir Shvodom Kinu Yishol Midaite. This is thesis there, the Rambam and the Kashi. So he said, what's the matter because of Chodosh? No, I'm sorry. Halacha Ches, not Halacha. Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches. Halacha Zayim Ches. Hameitzi Matmin Bigalo Dikes Al Yoshi Harimu Shalei. Shaneim Yashu Amoroyim Akadmenim Hei. Vihushi Yitzoi Mato Mato Kiderach Kol Abati Mimis Hayishonis. In other words, only when it's very low, when you have to go down. So that's an indication that it's for thousands of years. Avo imagine a dwarim she imagine chodosh. Sarigo igere. So the Rambam in Ochre says the Kasha that he says, Hoyu the Chatzir Shvodom Kinu Yishol Midaite, Mishin Yisboya, Lomo lo yikne bala chotzer ze amatni she bzi chatis la yoshon, Avo pishu shal moroim, Viki em tzi yezu le bala chotzer, Vipni shin yedi al, Vipni shin yedu al loy ve loy lachir, Vare ze amatni no obud yumenu mokol odom, Ufiho chushol meitze, ומה בעיד השבועות אומרותיו? אשר תיבד מנוצו של מי שעבוד ממנו מצוי יסוכו אותו. יוצא זו שנופלו יד שעבודו לים, שעבוד ממנו מקור אותו. כלכים למט מקדמי, שלא ישולי נעילום, והוא עבוד ממנו מקור אותו, ומפיך הוא שולי יצרי. זה איתי, זה ביקחיד, שנה דקה. דר דלוכה, עבוד ממנו מקור אותו. So you don't have to return to the owner, you need to see. תקצר סקוס, אשר תיבד מנוצו של פרט, שעבוד המנו קודם, what does it mean עבוד המנו קודם? עבוד קודם means, let's say, שוט ונור. And then, the Noah took in certain things.
And then he threw it out on the other side of the river. And another person picked them up so he can be safe in it. And even though the owner gives the cement, he doesn't have to return it to them. Because once it was taken in by the arm or by the law, so in all probability, it could not be salvaged anymore. But something unusual happened. It was thrown out on the other shore, and then a certain person picked it up. But it didn't appear to be salvageable. So the melee, it was Avud of Menem Nikolodon. So there is a special heter, that it's like heter. Anyone can be there. Anyone can be there. The Rambam says, he uses the Kalachimer of Vat. He says, if a chetes, in which a certain person had title, so the title is divested on account of the fact that it's Avud of Menem Nikolodon. Kamu v'chamo, a chetes, an archaeological treasure that is Avud of Menem Nikolodon, and no one was Eche, so the owner of the Chotzer couldn't be Eche. The Rambam is masik on that. He says, Omar Abom, Zehu Kavachim Ashi Yishom of Tshuvet, Avei Yishe B'yam Mimi Tiski, Avo Avei Yishe B'zeh Hagao, Tiski Libolo, V'chem Yikesu Yoshi. Oh, so he doesn't like the Rambam Shteret. V'atam V'cham Levi Sheinu Chotzer HaMishtameret, V'tzorich Sheibolo B'tzide, V'yim Atisto. Because we are dealing, the Mishneh as reference to a case where the Kesel is not watched. If the Kesel had been watched, so the Baal HaChotzer, the Baal HaKesel, is Eichem et Chazim HaMishtameret. But usually, if it's an old Kesel, a dilapidated Kesel from which the rocks keep on falling, so no one cares for it. So the melee it's not the Chotzer HaMishtameret, and the Chotzer HaMishtameret is not the Kesel. All right. This is the right of it. The Agoy, I don't know where there is Agoy Soshrei. I don't know what she is. The Agoy Soshrei, in Bomitzie, he gives another parents. He gives another parents. He says that the reason is why the Baal HaChotzer and the Baal HaGal couldn't be carried in a treasure is because when can Chotzer be carried? When can Chotzer be carried? The person had title in the Chotzer before. And then, before the Chetetz came into the Chotzer. And then, the Chetetz comes into the Chotzer, and Yehuven is the owner of the Chotzer. And then, a certain Aveide falls into that Chotzer. So, he was owner of the Chotzer before the Aveide fell into the Chotzer. So then he can be king. But suppose the Aveide fell into the Chotzer long before he became owner of the Chotzer. Then he acquires title, so then there is no king of Chotzer. This is Agoy Soshrei. In other words, in order that Chotzer should be king, so then it must be his Chotzer first, and the Chetetz has to come into his Chotzer. But if the Chetetz came into the Chotzer before the Chotzer was his, so then, Chotzer is not king. So here too, the Chetetz, the treasure has been in that Kesel for thousands of years. And when did he acquire title to the Chotzer or to the Kesel? Only 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So since the Chetetz did not come into the Chotzer after he had ownership in the Chotzer, so Chotzer cannot be king. So obviously, Rashi agrees with the Shita that Agoy Soshrei and Bomitzie. In other words, there is a halacha of Gidol v'chatzir Rabbeinu Keachot. That's a Gemara Mefureshet. In many places it's mentioned. In Gittin, it's mentioned in Gvor Basra, it's mentioned in Dushin. Gidol has a goal. What does it mean? That if the Baal wrote the get, and then put the get in his yard, or in his apartment, and then he gave the shtamatone on the apartment, on the chotzer, to the Mishon. And we said that she should be in the precious. So then she's the precious. Why? Because Gita Machatzir or Boy Lokeach. So why does Rashi have to resort to the Kinyan of Age? The answer is, according to Rashi, every case of Gita Machatzir or Boy Lokeach, in every case of Gita Machatzir or Boy Lokeach, we have to resort
to the kingdom of God. Why?
Because not as the case is. There are two prerequisites by that. One is there should be a physical delivery. There should be a physical delivery. And the other halacha is that she should be kimay zikir in the And even though she's not willing to acquire title, but she has to make a Isaacian and then she acquires title to get anyway, whether she likes it or not. So there are two requirements, some mail. The halacha of Gita v'chatzir bo'in ke'achot is effective in regard to the realization of the physical delivery. So in other words, so we say, if the Baal wrote to get, and he put it in his room, and then he wrote the Shtamatone on the apartment, on his house, and he told her she should be the Gereshet, so it's considered as if he handed over the get into her, because the get is in the hotel, is in the house, and he's marked in the house, so it's considered as if there is a Maizekinya. But she has to make a Maizekinya. Maizekinya. What kind of a Kinya? What kind of a Kinya? Yeah. So, and Chotzer is also Yad. But as far as the Kinyan of Yad, as the Kinyan of Chotzer is concerned, so the Shita of the Agon Isoshri is that when can Chotzer be Kinya? Only if the Chotzer is his or hers first, and then somebody throws in the chifetz into his chotzer. But if someone puts the chifetz into the chotzer before it is his or hers, and then she becomes the owner, then there is no king of chotzer. This is what Dagoy Soshka said, as he tells as to why the Bala Gal, the Bala Chotzer is not seeing in the treasure. So here too, what difference does it make? Whether it was put in 2,000 years ago, or it was put in a day ago. Making a difference. As long as the chifetz was there before the Nishe became the owner of the chotzer. So the name of the cannot be king chotzer. So that's the aloche in king chotzer. But as far as the sinai and yodim yodo is concerned, there is no such requirement. So the name the Rashi had to resort, in every case of Gidu Hatzir Boim Geachot, we have to resort to King and Ani. Because as far, so the Rashi was Kashi is, but there is a loch of Kisine, of course there is a loch of Kisine. And it just Kinyan, all the Kinyan in the world cannot make a Midrashis. There has to be a direct Kisine. We are a Baal Yad Yishom, but Chotam Tam Yod Yisraboye. So there is a direct Kisine, because of the loch of Gidu Hatzir Boim Geachot. But besides a direct Kisine, there is a requirement, she has to make a Maizekinya. What kind of Maizekinya? Any Kinya. That doesn't make any difference. As far as the sin is concerned, the sin has to be Miyada Baal Yad Yishan. So Chotem Mishan Yon is Haboye. But as far as Kinya is concerned, it can be Kinya Yad, it can be Kinya Chotea, it can be Kinya Nagoye, it can be Kinya Nagib. She can acquire title. That's like all stories. So in all stories, let's say Shtabaton. So how does a person get title to the field? By making the king and by being Zeichel Shtabatone. How is he Zeichel Shtabatone? In any way, I mean through the various kiyoni. Well, if he makes up Goye or Yad or Adel. So in any way, the decision is fulfilled through the Aloha of Yitzhak Boy Geachot. But she has to be Zeichel too, and Yitzhak Boy Geachot, but he cannot be Kenan Tam Chotza, according to Dagoy Soshka. So in many ways, how was she able to be Kenan to acquire title again? Through the Kenan. That's tragic. So only if we say that there are two requirements by get. As a matter of fact, the Tzisa Chishin, the Avon Geruim, so he mentions this Gemara, and he says, that Rashi should be, he assumes that according to Rashi, a Nisha can become the Rashi even without the Sine, as long as she makes a Kinyan. What he says, that is only when it's indicted. Of course, that is of a portion. If Bal Kocho, she couldn't become the Rashi through other Kinyan. But only for the Sine. But the Kinyan is also effective. But then it has to be indicted. Now in this case it was Nidai. This is what Rashi says. But I think that the plain pshat in Rashi is that we have recourse to the Kinyan of Age regarding the Shechiyah in the Get. But regarding the physical delivery, the direct Nisine, there it's not based upon Age. There it's based upon Yad, because Gidav Hatzera Boyen Keachot, so it's considered as if the Get was handed over via the Baal Erich. Now, we can understand the Aloche of Shliach Levoy. So, when a Misha appoints a Shliach Kaboles, so she appoints him in effect in two capacities. First of all, in two false capacities. First of all, he should stand in her shoes to be her yad, that his yad should be her yad. And but she also has to be zeche in the gate. So she appoints him as her shliach to make his shliach a kinyan in the gate. What kinyan? Whatever kinyan. He makes yad and boye, I mean, can be anything. So, that's his shliach kabole. Shliach li boye. Shliach Levoye is appointed by the Isha only in one capacity only. That the yad of the Shliach Levoye should be considered as the yad of the Isha. But she does not appoint him to make the Maisa Shechiyah. So Memele, who will be able to make the Maisa Shechiyah again? The Isha herself? So she can only be Midrashes. She can only be Midrashes. After the Shliach hands over the get to the Isha, the Shliach Levoye. But then the Kashi is, many ask the Kashi, it should be Dudin Amod Alikarake. No, it's not Dudin Alikarake. Because he was appointed as her Yah. So Mimele, when the Shliach Levoye hands over the get to the Isha, so then it's not Dudin Amod Alikarake. It's like handing over from the right hand to the left hand. Right and left. But in the case of the right hand and the left hand, so the moment the guest comes into the right hand of the Isha, so she becomes the Kashis already too. But here in this case, even though the Shliach Levoye's Yad is the Yad of the Isha, but he was not able to be Zeiche in the guest for the Isha. So who will be able? Because she's not appointed the Shliach to make the right stay. She only appointed him as a Shliach to become her Yad. Not to make him Isis Kriyan again. So, who will be able to make him Isis Kriyan again? Isha herself. When will she be able to do it? When it reaches her hand. When it reaches her hand. That's where everybody. So, the male, the Shikha, the Reef, and the Rambam, and Rashi, here that test is that truth, ten is Kisri. But the fact that he chose the expression ten, not three, shows that it's a, he wants it to be a limited Kisri. Not a full screen. Because if his intention is the intention of the ultimate being, that the Shliach should realize the full screen, why do we use the Lashon 10? So that 10 means deliver. 10 means deliver. A little translation in English of 10 would be deliver. What does deliver mean? Deliver means it must reach the hands of the heaven. Because if you say three, so then you're not even interested that it should ever reach the hands of the enemy. Who cares? Three! He can throw it into the garbage. He was already, the heaven became already Mishucha. But the 10 has the connotation of deliver. What does deliver mean? Deliver means you be zeichere, but it must be delivered to the heaven. So the name that itself implies that it's a limited, he wants him to realize a limited sphere. In other words, he should be a yad for the, on the basis of Zohar. So the Ordin wants him, the Ordin designates this Shliach as a Shliach Levoye of David. Even though David didn't appoint him, but the Holy Spirit in front of. So the Ordin can also appoint, designate him as the Shliach Levoye of David. So the name of that's why Chayzer cannot be. But if he dies, since the Shicho becomes Nigma, when the Eved will make him Isis Chir and Eshtar Shicho, but if he dies before the Shicho is consummated, so the Meire, he will have Slachim. Right, that's the Shicho. Right, now, so that was the Gmoras Kashi. We saw back in the week, and we have to get to Ishtar Zeklaadi,
ומייס ליף לחמיסה, כלום מון ופלאי ומייס ליף לחמיסה, שלמוד איזה תרס, כי כותון אני עושה לו עשה משתורס, ואם זה עושה משתורס, לא יכותון, נא, this aspect is coming not only to get Misho and to Shtashicho, it's coming to all stories. So something that is coming to other stories too, the price it doesn't even take. משולח רובי משמידר על הרבויה, אבל ידיד ששולח את לזר לגיילו, משום רבינו, שכים רע של הכיסו ותנומן ותראינו, מי זה גייסר מייסטים, שמו מקום רק מייסר, יאו בשטר ובשטר לחם. אולי, תודה. בואי.
אני איתה לשמוע, תפס המדבי. אבל כאילו בפרייסה מנשין, זה כמובן פיצ'ר, שטר שירקו ונגט, So, the concept becomes the three common features. In other words, Shomer Melech HaMevi, the requirement for Nechta for Nechta, and Get Yishlo Vit Kusi Fosu. Get Yishlo, a one Vit Kusi, so it's kosher, by the Noshe Shechavodim, by other stories it's Fosu, and by the Tisho, and Shtashichu, when they are executed by Achoye, so it's possible. Whereas by other stories, it's kosher. So, more as the kasher, and according to the mayor, there is a fourth common aspect, that it's a chay, that is yochelah. So you more ask, but there is a fourth one, according to Rabbonon, the fifth one according to the mayor, in other words, Mishmo. So that is common, to get Shichu and to get Isho, and it doesn't apply to other stories. So, Bishleim and Rabbi, the Vernechna, is based upon Mishmo. So, it's included Melech Meili, El Rabbi, so Vernechna is not based upon Mishmo, only upon Ki Meili. So, Mele, Mishmo is not mentioned, so why doesn't he mention another common feature between Gedisha and Shtashichu. Vissu Beile Rabbe Beile Rode, Hoyikim Chuga. Hoyikim Chuga. So from this Gemara, that was Tesis mentioned derived from this Gemara, that for the Nechtam, according to Rabbe, is only based upon the Psu of Mishmo, not upon other Psu. Because Gemara says, Beile Rabbe Beile Rode, Hoyikim Chuga. So the Kashi is, why doesn't the Price mention Mishmo and Chuber. So the Gemara gives a teres, Ki kotone tzule de Rabbonon, the Reise loi kotone. So in other words, the Reise only mentions common features in Gedisho and Shtashicho that is involves in tzule de Rabbonon. But common features in Gedisho and Shtashicho that involve Ipsu Bereise, the Bereise doesn't mention. So Morris Kashi, who are going to show the hobby, the Ipsu Bereise, Bikotone, here the Bereise mentions one of the common features is that by Getisho and Shtashichu, so if an Itkusi sign, one Itkusi sign together with Israel, so then it's not possible. And whereas by other stories it is possible. And here we discuss it if so the Reise, because by other stories it's possible with Reise. It's got with Reise. And here it's only with Rabbono. I'm sorry, I'm not it, Kusi, I'm sorry. But Achoy is really called Ipsu the Reise. Not here the Reise mentioned the common feature. If a get that was a Gedisho, a Shtashichu that was signed by Goyish judges. So it is possible. And by other stories it is kosher. So by Gedisho, a Shtashichu, so it is possible in writing. It is possible in writing. Not just absent-mindedly, I said, Gedisho, a Kusi. There it's only Psu Rabbono. But stories are really Bachoy. So, Bachoy should call him so in the right, so you can only, so you know, in the terrace, they didn't miss here, who have a letter, don't worry, miss here, God say, that even this soul of a shtah, a Gedisho, Shtashichu, that was signed by Goyish judges, So by other stories, including Shtabatone, because it is Malchus Adine, it's kosher. But like a dish, Shtashicho, it's possible. So it's not possible with the right to say it's possible Rabbanon. How is it possible only Rabbanon? But if Goyim Sakeh, Goyim Apostle Eges with the right to say, the answer is, the price is reference to a Gedishin Shtashicho that was in Nitzab of the Israel Israel. And it was signed by Goyim. By Goy. So the male with the right to say it's kosher because of the Israel Council. But only the Rabbanon is possible because of the Israel Israel. והחולים שם חומש פה לרייסים כתונה שגמור את הצהר הזה בשביל לך בלעזר דומר אם נשאר כעס ובתון הסעיף רב שימן אימר אפילו שאירי even though the safe is mentioned in the Mishnah is not mentioned in the price but after all this price refers to the din of that is mentioned in the Mishnah so the male since Rav Shimon says אפילו שאירי ואומר אם זה יורד רב שימן שלא שתכון בלעזר לא נשאר כעס So Rav Shimon is machshir in Gedishon Shechavodim that is signed by Goyim Shejoje by Goyim. So it's only when it's Nitzav Yisrael Yisroel and Shemes Mivokim. Shemes Mivokim. So Rav Shimon says that. So the implication being that the Tanekamen, the Rabbanon in the Mishneh, Mimele also the Tanekamen of the Praise, because the Praise refers to the Mishneh. So that the Tanakame of the Mishneh and the Braise does not agree with Rav Shimon and the Mele. So that and since Rav Shimon is based upon the Shita of Rav Lezer, so the Tanakame does not agree with Rav Shimon, does not agree with Rav Lezer. So the Mele, according to Tanakame, if a Gedish or Shashicho is signed by Goyim, so it's possible to raise it, and still it's mentioned among the current teachers. Well, I'm here, Rav Shimon, Rav Lezer, 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 Rav Lezer,